Greetings today. It's Pastor Bob, and I hope you're doing well today. Today we are going to complete the 17th Jesus story in our Jesus story series. We're going to finish the way to the cross on this Tuesday. We've had two segments before this, and I'll repeat a little bit of where we left off yesterday, and we'll go right in and complete this story. So it's a perfect day to hear this story. I don't know if you realize that. And it's the perfect time. And we draw God into our presence, into our hearts, and fall into God's Spirit and filter everything that we hear through God today. Let us begin. Remember, the Pharisees were trying to trick Jesus, and they had that question: by what authority do you do these things, they demanded, and who gave you this authority? But Jesus answered their questions with questions of his own, which they could not answer, and they were silenced for a while. Yet still they watched him, and while they were not engaged in watching him, they took counsel with each other as to how they might make use of his words to trap him and then turn him over to the ruling powers. They sent spies to him, Pharisees and men of Herod's party, who pretended to be honest men so that they might question him and twist his words. One unwise answer, and Jesus would be seized, handed over to Pilate, the Roman governor of Judea. If the spies could not get him to say outright that he was king of the Jews or persuade him to say anything against the Roman rulers, they would have him where they wanted him. And now we continue. One of the spies approached Jesus with smiling face and honeyed words and said, "Master, we know that you teach and speak the truth, regardless of what any man might think of you. And we know that you truly teach the way of God. Now tell us what you think. Is it lawful to pay the tribute tax to Caesar, or is it not?" Now, if Jesus said it was lawful, he would be admitting that Caesar was the rightful king of the Jews. And if he said it was not lawful, he would be saying something that the Romans could call treason. But he saw their craftiness, and he answered, "Why do you try to test me, you hypocrites? Show me the tribute money." And they showed him a Roman coin called a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose image is on this coin? Whose name is written on it?" "Caesar's," they replied. "Then give to Caesar what is Caesar's," Jesus said, "and give to God the things that belong to God." They marveled at his answer. Their trick had failed, and so they went away to think of other traps. They hated everything he said, the things that they called blasphemy, and the things that they pretended to call treason. But the common people heard him gladly. "Beware of the scribes," Jesus warned them, even while the scribes themselves were listening. "Beware of the scribes and Pharisees who take widows' houses from them even while they make long prayers and pretend to be the most righteous of men. They shall receive the greater condemnation. They talk, but they do not act. They tie up heavy burdens and have them put upon men's shoulders, but they themselves will not lift a finger to move them. Everything they do to be seen and praised by men. They love to have the chief seats in the synagogues and the chief places at the feasts. They wear large tassels on their robes so that they will be admired. And the scripture texts they carry are twice as wide as those of anyone else. They desire deeply to be seen in long flowing garments and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces. If their long prayers are a pretense, all the things that they are seen to do are more important to them than prayers, for these things make them look important. But they are not important. I say to you that whoever exalts himself thus shall be humbled, and whoever shall humble himself shall be exalted. He turned then from his friendly listeners to the others. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, he said, for you pay the tax of a tenth part of the herbs you gather and give it to the temple, thinking that you have thereby fulfilled your duties. But you leave undone the important matters of the law: justice, mercy, faith. Woe to you, you hypocrites! You clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but inside they are full of your greed and evil doing. You blind Pharisees, you must first obey and clean the inside of the cup and the platter, so that the outside may also become clean. Be clean within yourselves, not only on the outside. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you are like whitewashed tombs. Outwardly, they appear beautiful, but inwardly, they are filled with dead men's bones and all uncleanness. In the same way, you also appear outwardly righteous, but inwardly, you are full of hypocrisy and sin. You serpents, you offspring of vipers, how do you think you will escape the judgment of hell? I will send you prophets, wise men, and scribes to help you, but some of them you will kill and crucify, and some of them you will flog in your synagogues and persecute from city to city. And upon your heads will come all their righteous blood. And it was true that, in the years to come, the apostles of Jesus would be stoned and flogged and persecuted and driven relentlessly from one city to another. Again, the masses, the common people, would welcome them as they now welcome Jesus. But the rulers of the synagogues would not. And Jesus knew that these things would come to pass in later years. When he had finished his outspoken condemnation of the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus began to mourn for a Jerusalem that would never really listen and believe. He knew that even among the crowds that professed to believe in him, there were relatively few people who believed with all their hearts and souls. Many would turn away from him before the end. Many would lose their belief when he had gone. And the people of Jerusalem would suffer greatly for their sins. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, he cried, in an agony of pity for the holy city and its people. You who kills prophets and who stones those who are sent to you, how often have I wanted to gather your children together, even as a hen gathers her chickens, and you would not allow me. And behold, your house is left desolate. For I say to you, you shall not see me henceforth until you say, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. No, they would never learn, least of all the proud men in positions of power and authority. No matter how boldly Jesus spoke or how many wonderful signs he showed to them. Indeed, at that moment, the scribes and Pharisees were almost speechless with wrath over the things Jesus has said to them and about them in front of the enthralled crowds in the temple. And that concludes the story, The Weight of the Cross. That's our third and final segment. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope something in there touched you and sticks with you. Makes your life better today. Tomorrow is Middle Sabbath. Treat it as such. And we'll pick up a new story, the 18th story, The Last Hours in the Temple.